batters and good administrators are hard to come
by.
And the NBL's got one too, Rama, the commish. Jeremy Lolliger is a very, very good operator at the NBL, doing great things along with the whole team at the NBL. They announced their fixture yesterday for the season 2020-21, and he's been good enough to join us. Jeremy, good morning.
Morning, chaps. Good to talk to you. And, yeah, we're very excited to be able to announce at least the first five rounds of our fixture.
Yeah, so just explain for our listeners that may not be fully across it, the format of what you're proposing for the 2021 season.
Well, at the moment, it's a regular home and away season with a rolling release of the schedule, and it's a cracking schedule from a Melbourne point of view with the throwdown between Melbourne United and South East Melbourne Phoenix opening the season on the 10th of January. There's a little bit of uncertainty around venues at the moment. People reading about the Australian Open will know that those dates are still yet to be finalised and fall into place. And, of course, we share venues with tennis at John Cain Arena in particular. So we're very hopeful that game will be played at John Cain Arena, but just working through those pieces at the moment. And you ask about the format of the season. Well, it'll be a rolling schedule, but one of the possibilities is still that we can allow time for a hub for a period during the course of the season. Not 100% sure when that's going to be yet, or 100% sure if it will happen, but we're certainly very hopeful. And that'll allow us to play an accelerated schedule of games over a period of time, which I guess is a safe way of banking content should anything unexpected happen later on in the season.
Jeremy, I'm interested in just exploring a little bit more about those games that are being played in January. So the mixing of the sports, the potential tennis scenario, the potential basketball scenario, could you do what you've done previously where you had those that open air game during the course of the tennis and those sorts of things, or will you not be able to mix sports?
We won't be able to mix sports at the precinct.
No. Yeah.
So we will be playing NBL basketball elsewhere in the country while the Australian Open is taking place. But no, you won't see an NBL game at the Australian Open this year. It's just too high risk from a quarantine and coronavirus point of view. There is an extreme amount of attention being paid to the very significant number of people coming in overseas for the Australian Open. And I think they're going to be pretty much on an island of their own there at Melbourne and Olympic Park during that period.
Jeremy, the rolling fixture that you talk about, we saw the AFL do it so successfully, but in saying that, they were pretty much all in the one state in Queensland. With you guys talking about a rolling fixture, you're still talking about playing home and away matches. How tricky has that been to organise that schedule?
Incredibly tricky, particularly given that every time that we'd finalise a schedule, another border would open and another would close. And so that's why it's going to have to continue to be a rolling schedule, is we will have to continue to monitor the situation as it develops. And we're all conscious of the fact that even if we're only releasing five rounds at a time, there is still a possibility that during the season we will have to react to the situations regarding quarantine and border control and all the rest as they develop it. And I hope that they continue to develop in the right direction and positively. A good example is at the moment we're planning for the New Zealand Breakers to come and spend the first part of the season here in Australia, primarily because it's very difficult for our American players to enter New Zealand at present, not just on the Breakers team, but on each of the other teams as well. And so they'll play here for the beginning of the season. But we're very hopeful at some point that those border controls will continue to ease and we'll be able to play games in New Zealand as well.
You talked about the compressed schedule. Have you been keeping an eye on the way the WNBL have organised their year? Because they're doing a very similar thing, albeit locked in a hub at the moment up there in Far North Queensland.
Yeah, I guess what they're doing at the moment is similar to the concept that we hope to deliver on at some point during our season, which is have everyone in the one place for as you said, an accelerated schedule of games. They had a really tricky start, which is a good reminder to all of us of how quickly things can change. But the team from Adelaide, of course, had to travel up to Queensland just after those quarantine restrictions kicked into place after a couple of cases in South Australia. So, look, I'm glad to see that it's all underway and flying now, and it's been really entertaining. I hope we don't have the same situation in terms of the beginning of our hub if we do end up finalising one though.
And just on the conversations you have to make all this happen, how involved are the players, the NBL Players Association, in all of this, particularly if you're going to accelerate schedules? Do you have to get their tick of approval before you launch anything?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Players Association have been absolutely wonderful, accommodating and flexible, but still at the same time representing the interests of their players with great veracity. And we have, you know, set parameters around what we can and can't do in terms of the amount of travel and how accelerated a schedule will be. But I guess one of the points that always rings true of most sports, I think, is that players prefer to be playing than training. And so the hub concept, I think, if it happens, will be quite appealing to most players. I think they'll enjoy one another's company. They'll enjoy playing consistent basketball, and I'm really looking forward to the opportunity if we can make it happen.
And just a clarification, Jeremy, on the crowd situation. We're sort of hearing at the moment 25% in Victoria, and New South Wales is about to go to 100%. That's for outdoor venues. By the time the season gets underway for you, where do you think crowds might be at around the country?
Around the country, I think there's a good chance that most states will be between 50 and 100%. As you said, at the moment here in Victoria, we're at 25%, but we're very hopeful that by the time the season gets underway, that will be at least 50%. I would expect that after the Australian Open, we'd probably be looking at 75%. I think that the Australian Open will very likely lead the way of crowds indoors at 75%. So hopefully that will set a precedent for us.
Jeremy, usually clubs have demands on certain games they want to play, times they want to play. How have you catered for that, particularly these first 5 weeks?
With great difficulty. the reality is we've tried to keep travel to not a minimum, but a practical minimum. And as a result, you'll see there are more doubleheaders, not back-to-back games, but games where the same teams play one another, which normally you would try and spread out over the season. But in order to capitalise on teams already having travelled a long distance, for example, you will see those two teams play one another over the course of maybe 3 or 4 days, rather than spreading them out over a longer period of time. So, everyone is very conscious of the fact that this is not an ideal season. There are going to be challenges thrown at us from left, right and centre, and we're all going to have to be flexible and adapt to them. The clubs have been absolutely fantastic, both in terms of the patience and assistance that they've shown during the period in terms of getting the schedule to this point, and I'm sure they'll continue to partner with us during the season.
And we are very much looking forward to it coming at us. So January 10, as you said, kicks off the season, the 2020-21 NBL season, with Melbourne United and South East Melbourne Phoenix launching it all in what's going to be a must-watch series of games. Jeremy, always a pleasure to chat. We appreciate your insight and expertise as always.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.